Beginn die Grand Dame, sagt man mit Zeit, da bezahle ich Kreis, beginn mal, beginn die Maske, beginn die Gemara, Mashmo, ich sitz bei Eben Ivri, which, Pesha Ben Chanano, that the Shmo Polygala and the Rab, the Shmo disagrees with this, what Rab's trying to say, that even Eben Kanani with the Halacha of Kishva, Makabe Hitabad, and the last Sokha Sekha Vasa Dram, the Halacha actually does not follow like Rab, Bama Hikishva, Makabe Hitabad, that if he says, hit it with a stick and it'll come, that it's Gimmi Chayim. Okay, Mashmo the Polyg, and that's how it's understood that he disagrees. And the Chazak Kama say, and the Halacha is like Shmuel, but the Baya Gemara from the fact that the Gemara attempts to seal Rav to support Rav, but the Gemara rejects it with a forced type of an answer because the Gemara does not want to say like Rav, because again the Halacha is like Shmuel. The next test not to begin the Gemara, like kind of like Gufe, where we're talking about the Eved Ivri, where he does not acquire his body. Now, I have to go to the Begum Magdush and all the first Begum of the Zain Manav. I mean, the Gemara tells us that every Begum of the Kohen, his body is acquired by his master. So it says, Handelin, that's only regarding the idea, Shein Geroini Mochel, that just that you have to, the growing Kesef of the Eved Ivri is not pardoned in Mochel Baal Peh, if he pardons it orally, El Bishtar, it has to be with a document. And it's in regard to that that we say that it's not just something that you could be, that you could be Mochel. And, so it's regard to that halacha that he can go out with diminishing of the money. So it's that remaining money that if he says that's Michael, that's not enough. But it doesn't really mean that his actual body is owned by his Jewish master. Next, just not the beginning of the Gemara, but he says, "Akish b'mak v'itavah, hit it with a stick and let it come." Now the problem is, so it says, "Vabishav de melicha." But wait a second. But his servant, as we said, b'yalavde, his servant is taking it. So, Tez bother a question, he's answering, it's not considered borrowing with the owner and to be potter simply because of that. Because, what I mean, this we see, Yad Kiyad Rabbi, the hand of the slave is like the hand of the master. Now, Hainish Anishala Rav Atzma Ima Param, that's where the master himself is being lent with the cow. And instead of him, Vishalach Avdabim Kremi, he sends his slave in his place. So, the Kibin should be welcome by them. Since he's in place of the owner, lechashiv kibehim is not considered like an animal. Where he's barring the slave, he's not barring the master, and in this place is the slave going. Have a kashosh teparis, it's like barring two cows. The abdi kibehim is the kibehim to dummy, where in this context, his slave is like his animal. And therefore, you don't have the patur, and therefore, you actually have the moment that leaves the gate of the mashal when he sends it beyond abdi. Next test mark to begin with the Gemara. Given she has some mishus mashal, the moment it leaves the possession of the lender, mischayev shel ba'intzin, the bar becomes liable in all intzin. Now, lechayev nira, seemingly it would be the mayri that's talking about she had some miyad that it, when left it went right away lasimta to a alleyway or letzidur shazram to the sides of the public domain. With the chashav kilu mashcha shayel, where then it's like as if the shayel did like mashicha, and therefore he's kind to be chayev right away. Because it went right away from the mashal shows to the public domain, then this wouldn't work. Even the mashicha and the kaim shazram, because mashicha drawing something does not acquire in the public domain. I bought lehotz rab the farish. Why didn't Rab have to explain this? Because the pshitu, this is very simple. Obviously, the law of mashicha can be better than mashicha. Or you know, another point you could say is the stam chateris smuch and peschein letzav shazram. That generally courtyards they open up to the sides of the public domain. But little shows Rav Ma'atzmei, not to the street. The kach lehotzer lavash again there, but that's another reason why he didn't have to explain. Then it says, "We're going to say the mechel is finally going by bazet apid dalma beis." I mean, we say Rav Shmuel Dami Tavei. They both say, "Kelim shaladam, a person's vessel kain lebuchamokum could acquire from wherever it is, chutz meshus Rav, except in the public domain." Now, Ma'atzmei sounds like the modad v'haniach agabi symptom. If someone measures something and they puts it on the alleyway itself. Lekon, he doesn't acquire. El dafka Caleb kain loy, only his vessels acquire from. Ay, v'acham Rav, here Rav says, the kain of simta that you could acquire on these tzidushas, on the simta, even without the shayl's vessels. The Shem says, we can say, it's the Hasan Mayri, there's dogma, k'shahoyim mitzchila munach b'keilav, that it was originally placed in his vessels, kain kin, before the acquisition. And it's not that the seller put it over there at the time of the sale. So then, yes, you need to have his Caleb. But if it was put onto the ground of the alleyway, l'shem kinyan, which is what the master is doing it for, because he's telling him to do that, then he would acquire even without his vessels. Well, from another point, you could say is the Halchamayr here. It's talking about filling yatzis on the Yad Rishos Ram. That you're right. It actually went out straight from the guy's Rishos to the Rishos Ram. The limbs chayv ba'ainzin because regarding being liable for ainzin kanya, meshicha b'Rishos Ram, meshicha could be kind even in the street. Avagav leikanya leimekach, even though cannot acquire regarding a purchase. K'may shoyl kardim larafuna, like when one borrows an axe according to afuna. Then like Amanda Gemara says later on, the kani b'meshicha. That you acquire with Meshicha is Chayba Insin to be liable for Insin, Avagav, Lekan, Lechazara, even though you're not acquiring it yet, to make it that the lender cannot back out. Next test, not to begin from Mavra, Bechadeh, the Mutla, Bakeba, Lekitchila. So the original guy didn't eat, and now his friend could use the axe to chop with it even initially. This is a wonder, because the Tanmut is after, and the Bryson is after, that could be Kad Meshal Hekdesh, if someone chops with an axe of Hekdesh, and then Mechaber Baka, boy, that friend goes and chops with it, the Mechaber Baka, but another guy comes along and he chops with it, cool, and all of them all committed Meila. So, but aren't we saying here that they could all chop and there's no Meila? But like the man says, you cannot say that Arab Kad and Kli Sharis, that it's talking about an axe of a Sharis vessel. Sheshechdim, boy, that you're slaughtering with, Shein, it's Lechul, you're right, that never goes out the Chul, never everyone will commit Meila, could not be Perakanan, and like with the Meila, the New Testament days. That there's no meal after meal by holy things, but one of them is a klisharis, and maybe that's what that axe is talking about within this after. No, you can't say that, because the Ketani Seba, the Seba teaches, not loy ben nos noy lechaber. If he takes and he gives it to his friend, humal lechaber loymal. He committed meal and his friend did not commit meal. In contrast, by the Kaman Oil, if you give it to your friend, the friend, Kulam Olabah, they all commit Me'ilah. So obviously, we're not talking about something that there's always Me'ilah, because then why is the friend not Mal when he gives it to his friend? It also does not appear to the reader to say the Hasam Ayri that there is talking about B'shalayim Niskabno Ligzal. Oh, that they didn't have a mind to steal. Each one of them intended to put it back after they cut with it, and therefore never went out to be chulin. El mashmas kamen ligzol, only what he intended to steal, can't say that. But kamelon, because we come out on naf mem gimel beis shosh lemedas. If you borrow without intention, gazlav, you're a robber. And the kimli kula bershusa, it's all in your possession, so it should still be. Like as if it went out and the other one should not be committing Me'ilah. So how do we resolve this contradiction? So El Ner L'ri, right, appears to the Ri, the Tesefta, I read, the Tesefta says each one of them is committing Me'ilah, because Barm, to remember that by each one of them are treasures, Hamasugas and Kardum Shalektish, where they're given over to their possession the hatchets of Hektish, they call Echad Mal, that each one committed Me'ilah, L'fish and then because he, with the gifts of L'fi Mashan, and according to what he had pleasure, and the Enius Lechum, why didn't they go out to Chulim? Like we're saying in our Sugis, should they learn this Kamalai to Meshuz? Sure, Shum, because they have no intention of taking out the possession where it is, which is by then, Kibirash Lael, like we explained this idea previously, and that's Sabi Bam Beis in the Vimaskal Amarabba. The Sefer Diktani and the Sefer that teaches Nasa Lechabeda, that he gives to his friend, Hainu Lechabeda She'ena Gizbe, that's his friend that's not a treasurer. And the Philip Bikua, and even without chopping, Mal, he committed Me'ilah, Lefishin Skamalo Haitzi Meshusu, because here he is removing it from the possession, which is his, which is Hector's, and therefore commits Me'ilah. But there's no Me'ilah after his friend has it. Now, Bhadanan, and this day we learn in the Mishnah, Bahanene, within Paraganene, that in Moilach Moil El Behemukle Shaz Bolvad, where he said there's no Me'ilah after Me'ilah only by animal and Surah's vessels only that. And says, he's riding on the animal, and his friend and he's riding on it. So it says, there's Toma, that they're not treasures. They're big as barm because of the treasures. If Likudush is Damim Nami, and then even if it's monetary sanctity, they all commit Me'ilo, as we just explained before. And again, that's why we have to explain that that's the only case of having Me'ilach Hamilo. And when someone lends a hatchet to his friend, the Kamahach that we're saying over here, Hayinir Lari, it seems to the Reed Lechaira, Shiyotze Kol Har Kardim Lechulin Vashelazo. It must be that the entire hatchet goes to the Chulin with this loan. And that's why his friend is even initially allowed to go and cut with it. However, still, the original guy only committed Me'ilah, only according to the whatever benefit he has, that the guy is happy that he loaned him something. Abishav said, Kulul, even though the loss is totally for Hekdesh, and but still that he's not high, that's not what he did in the Elon. Well, if he's according to this, Hekdesh, someone takes a stone or a beam of Hekdesh, and some of the Girsa and he gives it to his friend. So then he lives only according to the Teresana that he's getting from it. But Aksas Kashalir, it's a little difficult to read because the Makin, if that's the case, Lama Hachaklafash, the wise Zigma have to explain the Teresana according to the benefit that he's getting. Kibish Rachalazman, Shanas, Nala Chaveiroi, since every time that he gives to his friend, Lemal Yoiser, rather than the wording. Wording seems to indicate that, like, oh, there's more to the meila, but that's it. That's the entire type of meila that you can do. You can't do meila anymore. So, if I can't really, rather, it appears to him that yaser more she'in yitz lechulin that actually doesn't go out to chulin ilo isa noa shenaisin l'shoil, only that benefit that he gave it to the borrower, and the mutl vakeya, and he's allowed to chop of it adzman hasha'ela only for that time of the loan below yaser, and actually. And actually not more than that. Because it's only that amount that already was Yitz Lechulin, but more than that, he actually would not be allowed to. But in general, when he gives to a friend, then the Mi'ila was according to the whole thing. And then you're allowed to use it in general. That's what he says, but Ila, actually, don't ask, Eich Mutter Lubakea, how are you allowed to chop with it? But you have mixed into that axe, chulin and hektish. Because he said it's only, the meal is only according to the Torah, and no, that means it's still hektish in there. So, Maishnu Mimaske Bayez, Bekdisha, how's there any different than if someone had a house that he leased out and it was makdish? So, the halachas in Dim Darba has Seicher, if the renter still lives, the Amal commits meal as the merchant Echon of Chaval Manav. Although he has rights, but Hekdesh also has rights. So why don't you say something over here? Since here it's different because he lent it to him and Umal B'Sheila and he committed Me'ila by lending it to him. So Yatzis Kla Nas B'Kod L'Chulin, all the benefit of the axe goes out to Chulin. There's no actual element of Hekdesh here mixed in at all. Since when he gives to his friend, he commits hektish, according to whatever he takes out from the Teshman Hektish of Naslachabeira and he gave it to his friend, so then here also, since he's saying when you give your friend as a gift, he committed meal according to the value of the whole object because he from Hektish, so then when he lends to his friend, he should also commit meal according to is the value of the benefit of the chopping. So why is it only according to the Torah Sanah that there is? Yeshua says, we could say is the Benosan, when he gives it to his friend, Moyel Kedin Lefi Kula, that Hekdesh loses out the whole thing. Kikula Hifzel Hekdesh, there's a total loss for Hekdesh because he gave it to his friend. Aval Kan, Lo Hifzel Hekdesh, but here there wasn't a loss for Hekdesh. Elamasha Nefcha Sakardim, only according to what diminished the axe, I did bekua by the chopping. The Tevis and the Sheila have its fay. And the Tevis and that he has over there is actually worth more than that pchas. So, since here the loss of hate is only what's worth less, because the cartoon is going to end up going back to Hector, he didn't give it to him. So, to the contrary, actually, Tevis and is actually worth more, and that's how much he committed to Eli. Next test, not to begin with the Gemara. Kach tikna Mashiach b'shem. That's how they instituted Mashiach, also not just by Lekuchas, but also by the Shamer. Which tries to bother, which he comes to address, and he says, "Loyles chayiv ba'ointzin kama." It doesn't mean that oh, that now you have a king as a Shamer to be chayiv in the ointzin. The Shamer chinim b'le Mashiach chayiv b'shem because even the unpaid kisurim without even doing Mashiach is already chayiv b'shem. The main paragumna, like we said, daf peyim beitz. The anach lefanei, he says, put in front of the Shamer chinim, ready Shamer chinim. But then Shemir Sach, beginning of Veda, something would be a pit concern, beginning of Veda. The Ashel Kamar, and it was going on the Shail, and the Rashi Namele Kani, Eleve Meshicha. Biblically also doesn't acquire only with Meshicha. Meaning, so you can't say that it was can't say that it was going on the shayl, because the truth of the shayl is actually not chayiv on nitzin, only when he does meshicha. And but likely maybe you can't say the koyah soicher, which is the other the one shem we didn't talk about, the renter should take meshicha that they instituted meshicha, but the kana mois, and the money does not acquire for the rental, because the skizit mishalem is the misayif rental. The kin only happens at the end. So that Abachla wouldn't be over here with the Mashiach. But more about my pliga. What are you saying that that there's Reb Elazar disagrees? Dal Mahachla was saying, why is the Gemara saying Reb Huna actually disagrees on Reb Elazar? If Reb Huna is talking about Chazara, that even though there's Mashiach, the Mashal could back out, so what does it have to do with Reb Elazar? So it's Tais Elin Chazara Kama. So rather, it's regarding backing out. The Seich V'Shayel, the renter and the borrower, Miyad Shemash Chabahim, Mashiach Sabayim, the moment that they did Mashiach, and Mashiach Sabayim, and by Mechim Leil Aksar, it's that the owner can't back out anymore. I am the Kama, and that's the big more thing. I'm pleading at Reb Huna that this is disagreeing Reb Elazar on Reb Huna, which is a three of machlekes. Reb Huna holds Mashiach, doesn't help at all. Reb Elazar holds Mashiach, helps in Rabbi Nikli Nebami, holds Mashiach, helps in the Raisa. And that's what the Gemara is talking about, this kinyan of Mashiach by the Shem is regarding the owner backing out.